The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. My friends, welcome back. Welcome back to your WTFlandia radio show, folks. It's your girl, Char Michelle. And if you can't tell, I have the biggest smile. And not because half of that intro rhymed, like I do. I got some history in this lyrical content. But actually, because that song gave me so much joy. And there's more reasons than one that song gave me joy, not because it's just called joy, but there's several meanings, there's several reasons, and I'm just going to jump right into it. I feel joyful, you guys. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the gift of God is eternal life, and I'm just going to come out the gate swinging and banging for Yeshua. Pharrell Williams, congratulations to you for becoming, after the late, great Virgil White, the new lead designer for Louis Vuitton. I cannot express the glee that I have for this collaboration, this union, I should call it. It's like a marriage. I don't want everyone to see them separate. I mean, first of all, there's reasons why I wanted to like Louis Vuitton anyway, right? There's lots of reasons. Because the comfort in its cotton. That's part of the reason why I've touched a Louis Vuitton cotton shirt. I'm just going to go out and say right now, I will be the face of Louis Vuitton one day. Pharrell will hire me. I'm just going to go out there and spit that out there into the joy of the Lord is my strength world. Because, you know, I'm entering, I don't know if y'all know, I don't know if I've expressed it, I probably haven't, but I'm back in the game, y'all. I'm back in the game. I am back in the game. And when I say back in the game, well, you'll just have to see. But this collaboration, collect your thoughts, Char Michelle. This collaboration, this marriage, this union between Pharrell Williams and Louis Vuitton makes me happy. One, my son, my 11-year-old son, had a dream. I'm not kidding. And this dream is almost like this runway show that I'm looking at right here. And that is not cap. I don't know why this happened. This year, dream was about a year ago, because I remember it was in our 32nd floor condo when he told me about it. And now we're in a house, so it's different. So I remember it was a year ago, a little over a year ago, that he had this dream. And he had this dream that we were in heaven, his siblings, myself and he, were all in heaven. And he says in heaven, everything was like gold. And we were swimming in a pool, and the pool was made in Louis Vuitton. So I'm thinking in my mind, it's the brand. He's 9 at that point, 10 years old at that point, maybe. And so he must be looking at the branding, right, behind Louis Vuitton. So he's like, the way he explained heaven was extravagant. Now, I'll go on to say, his brother Classic, and myself have had dreams either of heaven or the end times, rapture, crazy dreams in the past couple of years. I'm just going to go ahead and share that with you right now. Praise the Lord for those dreams. Because it snapped me out of trying to be lukewarm and right into the fire of the Lord is my strength. I'm just going to go ahead. Look, that's one. Snap back together, Shy Michelle. Why are you joyful that Pharrell Williams is the lead designer of Louis Vuitton? One, the dream that my child had. It seems like it was prophetic. Because I'm looking at this runway, and the runway is dipped in gold. There is no pool. That's okay. And with the Louis Vuitton branding is over it. And my favorite all-time producer of some of the greatest music that has etched itself in my memory of life, in the soundtrack of many parts of my life, Pharrell Williams, Nerd, and all that. He is giving me the visual of my son dream. So that was the prophetic part of about it, what I call, you know, young man in the end times, guys. I'm going to try to remember to leave this in the bio or in the podcast description. In the end times, in the end of days, the young man will dream dreams and the old man will see visions. Okay, just remember that. So if you're getting prophetic dreams, amen means, I believe, in my opinion, it's human. So I don't think guys, just only guys. Because again, I told you guys, I've had dreams I believe that were very understanding of end times, at least the way that I am interpreting them to be. Praise God. So in the end times, yeah, young men will see visions and old men will dream dreams, or vice versa. Read the scripture yourself. It'll be in the description. But so that, one, the dream, two, the actual look of the show. This show was slapping. That joy song, I need it. Is it produces just for the show? I remember he did this for Chanel. He did this. Seeing the sign, the beautiful sign. He was there inside when you open your eyes. They will be blind, be open to see. Will she be the girl to help me see the world? Okay, so Pharrell made that song for Chanel. It was a short movie with Karl Lagerfeld, and he made it with the wonderful, beautiful model. What's her name? She's usually on fire. I'll come, Cara Delevingne. So he made the song with her. They did a whole skit. It was in film, short film. I shouldn't call it a skit. It was a short film. It was much more beautiful and grand than that. But that was the last time that he made a soundtrack for a fashion house that I needed the album, and it never came out on wax. So I'm wondering, Pharrell, if you're listening, if you hear me, and when you're ready to hire your girl to walk on that men's show, I'm here for you. As long as the joy of the Lord is involved, I'm in. And I'm telling you what, that song needs to be on rotation all day. I am fully dipped out in Jesus. And so that wraps me in the Holy Spirit and God. That fire of God was on that, Pharrell. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I saw Rihanna and Flacco was in the audience. I pray that they got that drip, drip, dip, dip in the blood of Jesus as well. And everybody in that audience, really, it was a beautiful show. It looked like there was maybe 1,000 people in attendance. It was quite the long runway. It was on a bridge, I believe, in Paris. I just can't wait. I'm just so excited. This is a new life. God is doing great things. And I'm telling you what, right now, my agent sees a vision, I pray. If not, my agent sees a vision, I'm sure of it. Because you know who my agent is? It's the Lord God in heaven. The doctor can't tell you can't, that you can't be healthy. Your agents can't tell you that you can't walk almost every major fashion house. You got to talk to my agent, and that's God. God will ordain everything I'm supposed to do. I'm just going to go ahead and say that there. And everything I'm not supposed to do, it'll just not be, it'll gracefully back away. And that's okay. Because I believe, here's what I believe. I believe that we all have gifts. We all have something that we are so gifted in. Whether it's Pharrell producing a beautiful show and now a new men's line. Again, congratulations, Pharrell Williams and family. His family came out on the runway. It was so beautiful. He has so many cute little kids and his wife is gorgeous. And I'm just applauding what that was. But whether or not you're Pharrell Williams and you're now the head designer of the men's collection at the Louis Vuitton house, or you're Charmaine Michelle on a podcast broadcast that you've been pushing through on for nearly 3 years now, or whether you are the person watching the show, or whether you are building the props, or whether you are writing the books, or whether you are sending out your talent to be casted by these fashion houses, whatever you do in life, whether you're making the food for people, whether you're delivering it, whether you're building the code for Microsoft AI, slow down. Talk to the Lord about that. Don't be talking about ask Jesus. I'm going to go on and tell you right now, ask Jesus ain't a thing. That AI, ask Jesus, is not a thing. Don't ask Jesus nothing. Ask the Lord Jesus by praying, submitting, supplicating, reading the word. That's how you do that. Otherwise, Jesus ain't in it. Jesus can't answer your questions like that. And my boys obviously don't hear the alarm going off, so I have to go turn it off. But that's okay. So don't ask Jesus on AI. Ask Jesus in real life by praying, reading your Bible, supplicating to the Holy Spirit. That's how you do that. But anyway, whether you're making AI, whether you're in whatever you're doing in your life, whether you're a kid just trying to live life, trying to figure out life, I really want you to know that everybody in this entire planet is valuable. There's so much joy in knowing that you're set apart. Even if you're a twin or a triplet, you still got a different fingerprint. Praise the Lord. That's joy. There's joy in the fact that you can get up and walk around. That's joy. There's joy in the fact that if you're not walking around, you're still alive and you're moving around because you're making a way out of no way in that chair. Amen. There's joy in knowing that there is a, you know, person that's getting on your nerves in the household, but you love each other and you're married. If you can, save that. If it ain't for you, talk to the Lord about it. There's joy from getting up and, you know, playing your gift. If you're a soccer player, basketball player, track and field athlete, swimmer, whatever you do, there's joy in that because you get a chance to do it. You mean to tell me that you're going to give that credit to Beelzebub? Beelzebub didn't give you that gift. Jesus, the Lord God in heaven did. You're created in the image of God. That is joy. That is joy. You can't even shake that if you try. Listen, if you see the people, watch the show if you can. I'm sure it's on YouTube. I found it on YouTube on the Fashion Channel, Fashion TV. Louis Vuitton Men Spring Summer 2024 Fashion Show by Pharrell. If you can find that, watch that show, Dipped in Gold, and tell me what you think. You can write back to me at WTFlandiaRadio@yahoo.com. Either way, follow me at Love Char Michelle on Instagram. LOVE Char Michelle, SHARMICHELLE. Follow me there. I opened up my page. It used to be private for many years. Now it's open to the public. Great. Anyways, I'm doing something, people. I'm doing something there. But you know what I mean? Like, God is what is going to get the credit in my life. Why? Because ain't nothing ever going to be as right as if it were dipped in the gold of God. Because, and that's a, let me tell you what, that's a refining fire. Gold doesn't get there just by being there. Gold has to be refined before it becomes beautiful like that. I'm telling you what. And it ain't just because of the color of my hair and my skin. I have been refined by the fire of God. And I'm so grateful for it. I have been through, well, my son plays hockey. And if you add two of those, anyways, you know what I mean. I've been through heck and back over the past few years. I'm not going to lie. I have had no one and nothing to lean on but God in heaven through the blessing of his son Jesus dying on the cross. Why do I say that? Why? Because through Jesus. Well, because if Jesus didn't die for my salvation, I would have been dead in my sin. Because I'm a ratchet human being just like everyone else just listening to this podcast broadcast. You have good choice and taste in podcasts, I can tell you that much. But you're also ratchet, just like me. We're all stupid and sinful. That's because that's what our skin, flesh skin tells us. But we're also great, beautiful, magnificent, set apart and wonderfully made if you understand that you are made in the image of God. So when you understand that your spirit is that beauty, that drifting gold, and your flesh can be ratchet and sootful and sulfur smelling ogre-y because it's earthly. This is, you know, Beelzebub's, you know, ballpark. This is the devil's ground. It's not smelling good there. But the joy of the Lord is my strength because I know that I can see people that have maybe a talent. Pharrell has a producer. He's doing fashion and he's doing this. Can't nobody tell you you can't do that. You got to be a one trick pony. You can do whatever you want to do. Look at Pharrell telling you that. I'm telling you that right now. I got my hands in all kinds of things. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it for you as long as I can talk about you. Because I know that, that's where my strength lies. I have been weak to the point of exhaustion. I have cried tears that the salt is lingering on every page of my Bible. I promise you that. Three of them. I'm not kidding. My DNA is sewn into each Bible that I own. Because I had to grab on a hold to the Lord. I had to grab on a hold to God to find my joy because my joy was lost in the sadness, in the accusations, in the lies, in the betrayal, in the past. It was lost until I said, all right, I ain't got nothing. God, are you out there? It's like my favorite book, You Pray Love. I prayed like to God. She did. I did. And he threw me right to Jesus' feet. He said, go there. Get saved. And I've been saved, but I had to get saved again. I had to get baptized again. I had to realize that going to church on Sunday wasn't going to bring me there. It wasn't going to bring me to heaven, y'all. Going to church on Sunday and going out and partying and knocking everything out with a one-night stand in your hand and drinking and doing party drugs will not, and praising Jesus on Sunday will not get you to heaven. That is called lukewarm. He says, in the Bible, it says, be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I spit you out. Who likes lukewarm coffee? Come on, make that thing ice cap or piping hot. I'm not doing lukewarm. And that's what the Lord, that's how God, that's how you know you made in the image of God. God says, you're lukewarm, I spit you out. I don't play with that. That's God. You're made in the image of God. That's what we all are. The omnipotent, the omnipresent, the everything, the am that I am. Yahweh. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Adonai, Elohim, Mega Nunu, Mega Desh. All the beautiful names of our God in heaven. That is the joy. If I'm going to keep it a buck. That is the only joy. That's the only strength. And it comes through his son. There is one way to the father. That's through the son. The reason why we pray. That why we serve and we follow. And we seek our salvation through the blood of his son Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach. Is because that's the only way he's going to usher us back to our father in heaven. If you rocking with the Beelzebub, he gonna usher you to the abyss where he's afraid to be alone. You have been warned. So we have, you know, choices to make. We got choices to make. I'm not afraid to say it. Because if I'm gonna come back into the league swinging, I'm gonna let everybody know Char Michelle is a God-fearing, Jesus-loving, on fire Christ follower. filled to the brim with the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean you're not going to see me trip and fall and make a mistake here and there, because I am, again, my flesh is on this earth. So don't you look to me to be perfection. No one, that's Jesus. That was his calling. We all have our calling. Jesus was made for to be perfect so he can take our ratchet sins onto that cross and die and rise again to show that he can overcome the grave for us. That if we believe in him, we shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is the joy I am talking about. Oh my goodness, that is the joy that I need. That is the joy of the Lord is my strength type of thing. Eh? Woo! So, all that said, if you get around to it, understand this. When you wake up in the morning, don't tell yourself lies. Don't tell yourself that you are. Listen, you are ratchet because you're in this world, but you're not of this world. So do remind yourself that I'm in this world. I am not of this world. I am a follower of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, because I do want that everlasting joy that comes from the salvation of Jesus to get to God. God is the ultimate. He made you. He created you. He created you and he wants to bring you back to him. And when he sends his son, no one knows the time or the hour that the Son of Man will come, but God. God will let Jesus know when he's ready to send him. He'll be like, all right, son, you ready, Yeshua? Go. And then when you think it's Project Blue Beam sitting in the sky, rapturing up the church, best believe it was a lie you have been warned. It ain't Project Blue Beam. That is Jesus rapturing up his church. If you want to hear about that, I talked about this 2 years ago on this podcast. Everything on this podcast you can revert back to is dipped in the oil of anointing. God gave me grace to speak. So, all that said, Project Blue Beam can only do so much. It can make some whales go float in the sky. It can make some alien abductions. It can make some weird, cool looking lights in the sky. But when Jesus returns and your girl's not here, by the grace and mercy of God, that I remain salty and ready and sober and vigilant in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or those people that you love that are on fire for Christ, not just calling themselves Christian. Because Christian can be occultish and scary and make people run away from Jesus. Don't do that. Don't be that Christian. Be a Christ following, God loving steward of the good news by letting people know that there's only one way to the Father, and that is through the Son. And that, my friends, will be your joy. Do you know where you are going when you die? Do you want to change the way that you're living right now and have the opportunity to get to heaven? Say this prayer and believe it with all of your heart. Ready? Jesus, I am a sinner and I wholeheartedly repent. Please forgive me. I believe you died on a cross and rose again, conquering death so that I can live. I accept you now as my Lord and personal Savior. Please baptize me in your Holy Spirit. No matter how hard it may be to follow you, keep me honoring you from this moment forward and on the narrow path of righteousness. Holy Spirit, please walk with me every step of the way. Angels, go before me and battle all of the obstacles that are set up to trap me. Blood of Jesus, cover me in your mercy. And God in heaven, please allow my name to be written in your book of life. Amen.
Bye. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast, or the information presented in this podcast.